families. I want to thank you both for being with us. Jose Saldana, director of RAP, and Arsanmi Burton, author of Tip of the Spear, Black Radicalism, Prison Repression, and the Long Attica Revolt. He's also a professor of anthropology at American University. That does it for our show. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
Daring to dream of a better world for all of us. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Listening to CKUW 95.9 FM radio in Winnipeg.
The Carp. Sunday 6:30 until 8 p.m. Is that the right one? Is that? Okay, there we go. The Carp. Sorry, I couldn't hear myself in the headphones. And it makes me feel odd and weird and not. The Carp. Sunday 6:30 until 8 p.m. Able to. The Carp. As always, folks, thanks for listening to The Carp. Sunday, 6:30 until 8 p.m.
In Canada's far north, above the tree line and south of the ice caps, lies the tundra. Sweeping lowlands and towering mountains form the landscape of this epic ecosystem, and nature thrives here. Tundra wildlife must adapt to winters with endless nights and temperatures as low as minus 50 degrees Celsius. During the summer, flowering plants, mosses, and lichens burst from the soil above the permafrost. Some animals migrate here to have their young, while others have evolved to live here year-round. The tundra is home to a wide array of wildlife, including species at risk like the barren ground caribou and Porcelled Bryum, a kind of moss. We need to conserve this vast, incredible part of our planet. And that's just a start. To learn more about the tundra, visit hww.ca.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Join us next week when the regular host will be back with a few new episodes of original programming.
Hello there, and Happy New Year. My name's Keith Black, and yes, we start the year off with a bang. This is Voyage, 3 hours of jazz between now and 1 o'clock here on CKUW. I hope that you are wide awake and bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning, and that, or maybe you haven't even been to bed yet. I don't know. At any rate, I hope that you had a great New Year's Eve, and were respectful of yourself and those around you, and all that sort of good stuff. At any rate, it is now 2025. Would you believe that? And for the first time this year, of course, this is 3 hours of the best in the world of jazz. And doing something today, I did a January 1st episode. But today I'm going to do something a little different because it is the 1st of January. I'm not going to have an historical segment today. I frequently have a blast from the past, so to speak. But what I'm going to do today is pick a number of the albums that I felt were my favorites from last year. I had to do a best of list for the Free Press, and I really don't like best of lists. But I do jazz albums. Album reviews for the press, and they really want me, as well as the other people who do reviews, to give their numbers for the year of the top 10, if you will. And so, you know, reluctantly, I choose 10, but you need to know there could easily have been another 10 or another 20. There's a tremendous number of great albums that came out last year. And what you're getting today is a sample of some of them, but not all of them. And it's just ones that that I have played extensively and enjoy a lot. And that's going to be our program for today, actually. And I'm going to start with vibraphonist Patricia Brennan, then pianist, composer, leader D.D. Jackson, bass player Joe Fonda, the Karn Davidson Nine, release from a few years ago with saxophonist Wayne Shorter, a great duet album with Chick Corea and Bela Fleck, Brandon Lewis, on saxophone, bass player, drummer Dan Weiss, or maybe he pronounces it Vice, I don't know. And if time, some fascinating, adventurous music by the violinist who just calls himself Modney. There you go. That's the whole outline. Now I'm going to go back and do a little more detail, obviously, on what you're going to hear in order. One of my favorites for the year, for sure, is the Patricia Brennan Septet from the album called Breaking Stretch. Brennan was born in Mexico and has a lot of the sort of rhythms that are obvious from the southern part of the Americas. She has a terrific band here. Brennan plays vibes and electronics and marimba. Yanni Rabagon on alto and sopranino saxophones. Mark Shim on tenor. Adam O'Farrell on trumpet. Kim Cass on bass. Marcus Gilmore on drums. And Mauricio Herrera on percussion. And with her native and Latin rhythms very often front and center here, this is just a tour de force of an album. It just sort of, it just has incredible energy, a great soloing, challenging music for a lot of them. She mentions in the liner notes that she, for her composing and for her working with her septet, quote, "I wanted to push the music and the musicians almost to the breaking point," end quote. They don't break. I don't know if they even bend. They're really up to the challenge here. I'm going to play three tracks, actually, from this album. The first one is called Los Otros Yo, The Other Selves. Then the title track, Breaking Stretch. And then one just basically called 555. There's a nice wine with it. Oh, never mind. Here's Patricia Brennan from Breaking Stretch, one of my faves for the year. Thank you. That was three tracks from an album called Breaking Stretch with vibraphonist Patricia Brennan's septet. One of my favorite albums of the year. It just has the energy throughout is really quite compelling to my ear. And I hope that you enjoyed it. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Jazz live between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays. And yes, I am live in the studio. It is a very quiet University of Winnipeg where this studio is located. There is no one around. But I am. So there's great jazz between now and 1 o'clock. And again, it'll be some of the best of in my choice for the year just passed. And in the weeks to come, you're going to hear more from the other great albums that I don't have time for today. But I am going to play a few of my very favorite. This next album is it really, really captured me this year. Dee Dee Jackson is a Canadian pianist, composer, is an educator. He's done the whole bit. He had a number of jazz albums over the years and then left the specific jazz recording biz for a while. Did a lot of soundtracks for movies, TV shows, whatnot. Won a couple of Grammys for that. And he has just done an amazing work over the years. And this album is sort of his return to a lot of his jazz roots. And if you listen regularly, I had the pleasure of what for me was an absolutely enjoyable interview with Dee Dee Jackson on air here three months ago or so, talking about this album, which is called Poetry Project. The short story is that he was sent a whole bunch of poems from a whole bunch of Canadian poets and asked if he could choose one from each of the ones that he had that would lend itself to having a tune written for them. And just while the poem was being read, the result is a remarkable album, incredibly ambitious, with a number of Canadian poets and their work being recited, given by a number of different people, not poets themselves, with a lot of jazz folks in the background. Like Dee Dee himself is on piano, and Rhodes and Wurlitzer and organ, Larnell Lewis on drums on some tracks, George Collar on acoustic bass, Rich Brown on electric bass, Tom Fleming on guitars, Jane Bennett on soprano on some tracks, Kelly Jefferson on tenor on some tracks, Curtis Stewart on violin, a string quartet as well, and all sorts of, and the Czech National Symphony Orchestra on at least one track. This album just ranges all over the place. I'm going to play three tracks. The first one is called So Say I. And it is written by, the poem itself was written by Micheline Maylor and is performed here by Yoon Soon Choi. Following that will be a track called, I've got to get this address right, 2641 Fuller Terrace. And that is written by George Eliot Clark, who was one of the main pushes for getting this thing done, and a former poet laureate for the country. And Dean Bowman is the person who is going to be reciting it. And the third track is called On Silence, and it was written by Ayesha Chatterjee and is going to be performed on the album by, I'm looking at about five different things here. Sammy Jackson. Yes. Anyhow, sorry for all that detail, but this is a very complicated, a whole bunch of moving parts on this album for sure. And it just works absolutely beautifully. And the combination of poetry and jazz is not that uncommon in the jazz world. But Dee Dee has just pulled this off with amazing success. And so I'm going to give you now three tracks from Poetry Project with Dee Dee Jackson. The first one is So Say I, then 2641 Fuller Terrace, and then On Silence, Poetry Project.
I meant it when I said it.
Kelly uplifts his gothic blues guitar.
black voice. Yowls like rum-fired ice cracking. In a full glass and stammers. Jealous love, two-time love. And lifts his gothic blues guitar. His felt wind shakes his skeleton. He's grinning to deliberate welcome darkness. His fingers stroking strings. Since softness of some love. He bends Bob Marley's poem, waiting in vain. Practically, he made the passion in words. I don't want to wait in vain for your love. Accompany me. Gothic blues guitar to black voice. Yowls like rum-fired ice cracking. In a full glass and stammers. Jealous love, two-time in love. And lifts his gothic blues guitar. His felt weight shakes his skeleton. He squints into deliberate welcome darkness. His fingers stroking strings. Sets like my softness of some lovers. Then the sad subtropical saxophone of John Coltrane, who eyes this blue genius from a black and white photograph that fronts the 31 days of January. Blues guitar.
Guitar.
three tracks from Dede Jackson's great album from last year called Poetry Project. Canadian poets put to music with the skill of Dede Jackson. And in case you're wondering, Dede, as he is known, people think that's an abbreviation for his names or whatever. It isn't. There's a Chinese expression called Dede that means little brother. So you just heard from Little Brother for three tracks from the great album called Poetry Project with a terrific talent. And as I mentioned, I just had a great time interviewing him on air. Just a very fine, fine man with a terrific range of skills. And it's now 10:46 Central Time. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here on January 1st. Wishing you all a very happy new year. Here's hoping that it has a little more going for it than some of the stuff that happened last year. But I guess almost every January 1st you think that. Often on an individual basis, the year is what you make of it. So I hope that you are able to surround yourself with people and ideas that elaborate and enhance your lives as opposed to just making you shake your head in disbelief about the nonsense that's going on around the world. In the midst of all of that, and always, I was talking to some friends we had over a couple of days ago saying that, you know, in the midst of everything else, for me and maybe for you, music is the thing that grounds my thoughts and my ideas. And without music, I can't imagine being able to proceed. And jazz is one of the musical genres that does that for me. And so I'm going to continue to do that on air here for the next little while, at least until 1 o'clock today, and then on and on, maybe. Another new album from last year that really caught my ear was the Joe Fonda Quartet. It's called Eyes on the Horizon. And this is a fascinating album. Bass player Joe Fonda plays tribute to one of his inspirational mentors. And the inspirational mentor is trumpeter Wodada Leo Smith, who was a significant teacher to Fonda. The tricky new thing on this, for me at least, is that tribute albums are very common in the world of jazz, but they don't very often have the person who's being tributed, so to speak, on the album. And Wodada Leo Smith is the trumpeter in this quartet. And the relationship musically and emotionally between all four of these players is really great. The extraordinary quartet has Sutoko Fuji on piano and Tiziano Tonani on drums, along with our trumpeter Wodada Leo Smith and Joe Fonda on bass. The music is challenging. It's strong. In my review on it, I said music is strong, adventurous, haunting, dissonant, compositionally complex, emotional, and overwhelmingly intense. That's maybe sounds like an overstatement, but it really isn't if you listen to this album for any length of time. I'm going to play two tracks. The second one is longer than the first. But for the next quarter hour or so, here are two tracks with the Joe Fonda Quartet from one of my favorite albums of the year, Eyes on the Horizon. This first track is called Bright Light, and then the actual title track, Eyes on the Horizon, is the second of the two that I'm playing. Joe Fonda Quartet. Thank you.
We'll be right back.